Amid Beis. We heard in the Mishnah, Birch al Yayin shelifnei hamazon, Peter es Yayin shelacher hamazon. But the Beir Pri Agoten that was made with Nei hamazon, that patters the Yayin shelacher hamazon. Zot the Gemara. Oma Rabbe Bar Bachone, Oma Rabbi Yochanan. Loishanu elo b'shabosayt v'yomim toivim. Now it would seem, the going to the Beferish like this, that this halacha, birach al yayin shelifnei hamozein, potar es hayayin shelacher hamozein, is speaking about with a kavonis tomis. That means he wasn't machavin that the boire priya gofen should patar the yayin shelacher hamozein. With Akabonis Thomas, since normally he drinks Yayin Shalachar Hamozin, so even though he didn't think Beferish it should patter, the Beirip Riyagofen of the Yayin Shalifnei Hamozin will patter the Yayin Shalachar Hamozin. So this halacha, that without Akabonis Mefuresh, that Bistome it patter, Omar Rabbe Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Loishanu elo b'shabosayis v'yomim toivim. Hoyu v'odom keveya sudosay alayayim. That this is a normal action, that Shabbos in Yontiv, a person is keveya the sude alayayim, so that's part of the sude. So the Beir Pri Agofen automatically patters all the yayim that which will normally come in the sude, even the yayim shalacher hamozen. Avol b'shar yemayit hashone, that it is not the normal action that wine should be brought. Mevorech al kol kais v'kais. So the Beir Pri Agofen patters the yayin shalafono. Later they decide to bring more yayin, so you have to make a different bracha. This is a memo of Rabbi Bar Bachona Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Itmar nami, Omer Rabbi Bar Mori, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Loishanu elo b'shabosis v'yomim toidim. U'bishah, the same thing, u'bishah she'odom yoytze mi beis ha-melchit, u'bishah sakoz asdam. Hoyul v'odom kevei asudosi al hayayin. It's kedai to know that the two tziyurim that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was moitzed, where it says in our Gemara, u'bishah she'odom yoytze mi beis ha-melchit, u'bishah sakoz asdam. This in Yesod is not from the Gemara. This was brought in from the Gaonim. The Gaonim derived this halacha from Shabbos v'yomim toiv, just like Shabbos v'yomtiv. It is normal to bring yayin la'achar hamozin. So therefore, akavonas tomis will patter that yayin. When the person is yaitim beis hamelches or b'shas hakosus adam, it's also normal to be kevei asudosei ala yayin. So then the Beir Pri Agofen lifnei hamozen will patter the yayin la'acher hamozen. Hayil bodem kevei sedosi al yayin. Because we'll see klar and taisvus was not goyres these two memres. Avo b'shar yemayit ha'shone, mamish the same memre, mevorech al kol kais v'kais. Rabbe bar mori ikla lebeirove b'chayl. Chodje de borech lifnei hamozen, Vahadar Borech la'acher hamozen. He made a bracha lifnei hamozen, he made a bracha la'acher hamozen. Omer la yiyasha, das is gerecht, takif hakel, v'choyl, so there's no kviya suda la yayin, so if they decided to bring yayin la'acher hamozen, it's mechayev anu bracha. V'chein omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he told them, azayet Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gizok, that only Shabbos and Yom Tov it patter. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef ikla lebei Abaye b'yomte. He was by Abaye b'yomte. Chozit de borich akol kasa v'kasa. So he saw that Abaye made a broche on each kait. He made a broche lifnei hamozen, and he made a broche lach hamozen on each kait. Omar lei leisova lomar lohod Rav Yeshua ben Levi. You don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says Yom Tov. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that Yom Tov since Adam Kaveis is Dosi Ala Yayin, so the Mela, so the Brocha Lifne Hamozin, Pathas the Brocha Lacha Hamozin. So why did you make a Brocha al Kol Kasa Vekasa? Amalei Nimlachano. So he told him, no, I didn't have an intention. Normal. Eini Rashi says, Nimlachano, Eini Rogel Likva Yesud Ala Yayin. Even Yom Tov also, it's not by me, it's not the normal Seder. So normally I don't drink Yain Lacha, so the later I changed my mind. So Mamela I had to make a new Brocha. The Goyin is Moira. Why did the Gemara ask, why did they ask an Abaye from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, L'chaire, the Mishnah says stomach. Birech ala Yain shelifnei hamozin, Potteres hayayin shelachar hamozin. So the Mishnah says stam, that normally the Beire Priya Gofen an Yain shelifnei hamozin, Potteres Yain shelachar hamozin. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, no, the Mishnah is only speaking about Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Luli Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Mishnah is speaking about always. So when the Gemara asked Akash and Abaye, why does the Gemara have to ask from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ask from the Mishnah? So the Goyin says that no. If it would be the Mishnah alone, one could learn that the Mishnah is speaking about he had a kavon and mefureshet. Birech ala yayin shelifnei hamozin, and he was mechavin to pater, so even though there was a hefstik in between, there was a hefstik of a sudan azayvaita, about koponim, we had kavonet to pater, so it will pater. That's how one could learn pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one that was megala to us that this is not pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told us that fakert, that the Mishnah is speaking about a filler without a kavonim mefureshes. By Shabbos and Yom Tov, since it's the normal, the steiger is that one is keveya suda al yayim, so it will pater automatically. So from the Mishnah, you b'chal kod neske kashe. Because Abai would tell you I wasn't mechavan. The Mishnah is only speaking about when one is mechavan. But here, Rabbi Shua ben Levi told us a filler on kavonet patos. Since this is the normal action that one drinks wine Shabbos and Yom Tov, so therefore yes, I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Sabaya told them, my menu is not the normal menu. Normally I don't drink wine, I fill the Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rashi, lo yishonu di yayin shalifnei hamozein peiter eshalaach hamozein, ela bishabos, di data ilay shevach hamozein velishtay. That means he wants to, normally he will, after the Suda, he'll be shayis the yayin. The chiborich bereshe, so when he made the broche, adayte doho chiborich. So the broche was said, adayte doho chi, with the understanding that he will eventually drink wine la'achar amot. Al kol kois v'kois, dahave kinimla. Umaschol b'shtiye b'chol chad v'chad. So the mele, each one was he had only had intentions to drink one kais, and later he decided to drink again, so the mele, you have to make a new broch. Yiyasher yofe osita. V'chein noma Rabbi Shu ben Levi lasa. Leisavu lo mar de b'yontev lav nimlachi, so he told him, nimlach ano, eini rogo l'kvoy yesu da'al ayay. So now the Gemara clears a shayla. Bo lehem yayin b'soich hamozen. What happens if they had yayin b'soich hamozen? Ma'u sheyifter es hayayin shela'acher hamozen. And the Mishnah we hear that yayin shelifnei hamozen patos the yayin shela'acher hamozen. What is the halacha if bo lehem yayin b'soich hamozen? So what does Rashi say? So what is the Shaila? So Rashi says, Bolem yayin b'soich hamozein, v'koidem hamozein le'bolem. They did not have yayin koidem hamozein. They only had yayin b'soich hamozein. So the Gemara clears the Shaila, if yayin b'soich hamozein will pater the yayin shela'ach hamozein. Before we go into the Shaila of the Gemara, it's kibay to mention a raivit, a raya from the raiva from this gemara, and how the Rashba is chaylik on the raiva. The person from this gemara, we don't have a raya. We have a gemara stomach. The gemara says that Shabbos v'yontiv, since that Odom is rogel l'kvoyes u'dosi l'yayin, so then a broches stomach lifnei ha-mozoin pato, since Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's the menu, so that will pato the yayin shela acha ha-mozoin also. Raivet says, bizman chazal, yayin wasn't plentiful. So, bimei achoil, there wasn't such a thing. I mean, to have yayin l'acha ha-mozoin was not normally on the menu. So therefore, one would have to have kavonah to pata the yayin shela achar hamozon, to make a new broch if they brought it. But the Raivet says, what bim kaimenu, that yayin is plentiful, so by us there's no chilek of chayil and Shabbos. He says, by us the halacha will apply. He says, the Gemara only mentioned Shabbos, because bizman chazal, only Shabbos they were able to afford yayin. To be kavei sudan yayin. By us, yayin is plentiful. To be meyachil, it is also the same halacha will apply be meyachil. And the Raivet brings a raya from this gemara. What is the raya from this gemara? Here the gemara says, the gemara clears a shayla, if the yayin shebeseich hamozin can pata the yayin shalach hamozin. So Rashi says, v'koydam hamozin leibolem. But they didn't, there wasn't any yayin kaidem hamozen. Frek the Raivet, if the whole halacha of patering only applied Shabbos and Yom Tov, so how could you say there was no yayin kaidem hamozen? He had to make Kiddush. Akocha there to be yayin kaidem hamozen. So memele, so what's the shayla of the Gemara? So the Raivet says, it's a raya, the Gemara means in a place where yayin was plentiful, So then Bechoyl also, he says, the din would be that Yayin will pata the Yayin Shalacha Hamozin. So we're speaking about either an Amokim, so it's a raya from this Gemara, that an Amokim where Yayin is plentiful, some Amela, so we can assume that will be part of the menu, and some Yayin, B'Tzoy Hamozin, the Gemara is a shayla, maybe Yayin B'Tzoy Hamozin is worse. But al kaponim, there could be the pasas vore that the yayin should pata the yayin shela acher hamozin. That is the Raivet's raya from this gemara to his halacha. The Rashba says if the svore of the Raivet is a good svore, but if you want to bring a raya from the gemara, it's no proof from the gemara. Number one could be the gemara speaking about Shabbos. If it's speaking about Shabbos, so l'chayr there was yayin koydem hamozin. It could be he made kiddush on pat. So mameila there was no bayri priyagofen before the suda. L'chayy could say it's negay someone who was yaitu with yanim's kiddush and he wasn't toyim. This is the Rashba says. Speaking about make kiddush on pat, or the Rashba says maybe it's talking about hakev b'choil and it's speaking about that he was yaitu imi beis hamelchit, or he was makis dam that day. So from the etzem gemara it's no raya, but misvori says the raivet is gerech. But al koponim, now let's get down to the shayla of the gemara. Ibo yelohu. Bo lehem yayin b'soich hamozin, ma'u she yifter as a yayin shela acher hamozin. They made a boire pri agofen on the yayin b'soich hamozin. Will this pater the yayin shela acher hamozin? Again, this the Shulti HaGiboyim says Klora, that speaking about he didn't have a Beferish HaKavonah to Pater, no, does it automatically become Potter? Since there will be Yayin Shalachar HaMozin, so this Beferish HaGofen Pater's all Yayin that will be drunk in the Sudi, side of Yayin Shabbatai HaMozin, side of Yayin Shalachar HaMozin. So the Gemara says, no, there's a Shiloh over here. Im timtzalei mebeir chale yayin shelifnei hamozin, poiter et hayayin shelacher hamozin. So the Gemara says, could be, it's no raya. Yayin shelifnei hamozin, patas yayin shelacher hamozin, mishum bezel ishtois, bezel ishtois. Because the shimush of yayin, lifnei hamozin, is a shimush choshev. He's drinking it l'shem shtiyah. He wants to drink wine. The yayin shela acher amozin is also the same purpose. Matzachaveg is that after they were oikid the shulchan and they weren't oisig bachilas pas, there's a mechaveg is that to drink and wine. So it's also a kavona of shtir. So memele, a birchas yayin on shtir will pater the other yayin which will be drunk later. Since normally, this is part of the suda, part of the menu. Avol hocho dezeh lishtach. The yayin shela achar asude is lishtach. Dezeh lishtach is in the yayin toich asude. He doesn't drink the wine in the suda, but kavona shtir. The yayin toich asude is lishtach says hamachol. That means that it's not such a shimush choshu. That means that he's eating, so the machol is too dry. He gets thirsty from the machol, so he drinks some wine. So the shtiyah b'soich ha-sude is not a shtiyah chashuva. So therefore, we can't say that a broche on a shtiyah she'ena chashuva automatically should patar a shtiyah chashuva. Again, if he had the feirish kavon, he wants the patar, will patar, but our sugya is not speaking about a befeirish kavon. We're speaking about a kavonis tomis. That means he's drinking wines, he's making a broch on the wine. So automatically all the wine that will be equivalent to the wine he drank now automatically becomes of kipato. But this wine that he's drinking now is a yayin of shriya. It's not a shimush choshu. This is a shimush garu of yayin. Later he'll be drinking a shimush ashtiyach shuv of yayin. So automatically it doesn't become of kipato. That is the shaylof of the Gemara. Oy dilma loishna, or maybe there's no chilik. It's the same broche, so memeila, so could be automatically it does pata. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Agavuche, the Rashba says, yayin shela acher hamozin, kozman, he's thirsty from the sudas, that goes into the category of lishtais. Lishtais means fakel, he's not thirsty, he's not hungry, now he's sitting down to drink wine. That is considered a shtiyah cheshuve, and there the Gemara calls a shayla, if it will pass. Rav omar poita. Rav says it does pass. V'Rav Kahana omar, einay poita. Rav Nachman omar, poita. Rav Sheshis omar, einay poita. Rav Hune, v'Rav Yehuda, v'chol tamidei de Rav, omri, einay poita. It does not pass. So yayin of shriya cannot pata yayin of shriya. That's these mandiyon. Eit vei rovo la Rav Nachman. So rovo is a kasha for Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says it pata. So yes, it's a makasha from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, bolem yayin b'soy chamozoin. The Mishnah was said that if they brought wine in the b'soy chamozoin, kol echad ve'echad mevorech la'atmoi, la'acher hamozoin. So the halach is, one is not moitzi the other. Now each one has to make his own bracha. Why will see on daf mem gimel? Kol echad ve'echad mevorech la'atmoi, la'acher hamozoin. But if they bring wine la'acher hamozoin, echad mevorech le'kulam, so then one can be moitzi the other. So l'chayla, the shayla is, why do you have to make a new bracha la'acher hamozein? L'maisa kol echad v'echad birach la'atmei teich hamozein. So why do you have to make now a new bracha? So you see, klo, that yayin lishreis does not pata yayin lishreis. Omalei says, no, the Mishnah means, ochikoma, im lei bo lehem yayin v'seich hamozein, elo li'ach hamozein, then the loch is echad mevorech l'kula. I see? If you want to bring a raya, the law of the raya in the Mishnah Seinu, the ktoni, the yayin shlifnei amozin, poitere shalacher amozin, so you say, just like yayin shlifnei amozin, pasos who is in yayin shabisoich amozin, ain't a raya. So ho som zelishtois, vizelishtois. Avo shabisoich amozin, but the yayin shabisoich amozin, lishrois, achila shabimeyahubo. This only comes lishreis achila shebemeya. V'loi hoyu legilim lishreis b'seich asude elo ma'at lishreis.
Salach amos in echad mevoich lekulam, then one is made to everyone else. Kosal kedaitach v'hochi koma. The pshat the Mishnah is as follows. L'chshiyaviyu yayin sheini achar amozin, when they'll bring the second time around yayin. Achar amozin. Then echad mevoich lekulam. V'hai tan v'hotan olay. We learned previously the whole echad v'echad yevoich al shebisoich amozin latma. Each man already had made a brocha rishayne. Besoich amozin. Speaking about that Lamaise, if they did not bring Yain Shibisaych Hamozin, then it will, then they have to make a bracha l'achar Hamozin. Let us see Taita. Rav Sheshis Omar Einay Poi. So this is on the Shail of the Gemara of Yain Shibisaych Hamozin. Pater's yayin shalach amozin. Rav Sheshi samarayne poita, Rav Nachman oma poita. V'chol tamidei derav, ol poita. V'nire daloche ke tamidei derav. That we pasken like tamidei derav. That what? That ain't a poita. Why? Rav Sheshi's koi kebosai. Number one, we hear v'amachloikis Rav Sheshi's and Rav Nachman. We have a klal, when there's a machlokes Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman b'Issur, we pass on like Rav Sheshis. In here, Rav said that's why, that it does patel. So we have here conflicting klolim. So Taisus says, Shani hoche, the chol tamidi de Rav, plus pligiole, but the Talmidei de Rav say that ain't a poita. Mistama kach shamu me Rav, so the Rosh is Moses. Mistama, they heard that Rav was choyza. That means if Talmidei de Rav said that ain't a poita, I Rav said poita, so Mistama, they heard from Rav that Rav was choyza, so the Mele, so we have here on the tzad that ain't a poita, Rav Sheshis, the Loche Kamaisa Bisuri, and the Talmid of the Rav, they heard from Rav that ain't a poita. So Mamela Sotaisvis said, La halacha yayin shebesei chasude will not pata yayin shalachas. Miu bacher hamode. Miu Sotaisvis says, Ein onu trichin lo eise psak. This shayle, La halacha is not negayita. Why? Dein onu moishchen yodeinu min apas klal. Taisus brought down before, and that membeza midbei. Taisus said that la'acher hamozain, that was dafke bizman chazal, they were ike bishulchan. They were mesiach basma machilas pas. So then there was such a musig of yayin shel la'acher hamozain. But by us, ain't on the mesichim das min apas. We're always, the pas is always in front of us. We're always nimbly on the breath. So the mele, whatever we drink is b'seich hamozin. So the mele, this is not negate. The yayin shelifnei sude, that's a yayin shebiseich hasude. Now, Taisus wants to speak about a different shayla, which the Gemara did not speak about. He says, we only have now two klore halot. Yayin shelifnei hamozin, patas yayin shelacher hamozin. They're equal. They're lishtais, v'zeh lishtais. Yayin shebesoich hamozin does not pata yayin shelacher hamozin, because zeh lishtais, v'zeh lishtais. So without knowing the lumdus we mentioned before, that this is a shtia grua, and a b'yot liyagofen, and a shtia grua cannot pata a b'yot liyagofen, and a shtia cheshuve, we could learn a different shot. That if there's two shimushim, I don't know, grua, I don't know, chshuve, it's two types of shtiyah. This is a shtiyah of shriya, this is a shtiyah of shtiyah. So memele, a brocha on one does not pass on the other because it's two aifanim, it is two aifanim of shimush of yayin. So therefore, one will not pass on the other. Zoy bazoy. So the same shaila will apply if yayin shekoydem hamozin will pass the yayin shebeseich hamozin. Because we have here the same problem. The yayin koydem hamozin is lishtoy, the yayin beseich hamozin is lishtoy. And if I just paskin that Lishreis doesn't pass a Lishreis, so Lechayra could be who Adin, Lishreis won't pass a Lishreis. And Memele, so could be this is Yone Geil Aloch. So Taisva says, no. Radzach Nishayim, that is not Pshat in the Gemara. V'nire, so Taisva says, the Yayin Shalifnei Suze, Paiter as the Yayin Shebisoicha Suze. Yain shlof nei suda will pass a yain shebisoich suda. Ah, val gar de poskin in hoche, di yain shebisoich ha suda ene poita yain de la acha ha suda. Shani hoche, de ze lishrei, de ze lishrei. The chesoren is, lishrei cannot pass a lishrei. Ah, val ze lishrei, de ze lishrei. But if the brocha rishoyna was said on a shimush choshu, on lishrei, Kigoy. So now Taisva starts speaking out to you. Kigoy yayin tov nei asuda. Poiter shebesoy chasuda. Ah, the nokat. Shabosai viyomim toivim. Now, period. So that's one halach. Now, Taisva says, Uma the nokat shabosis viyomim toivim. That what the Mishnah says, shabosis viyomim toivim. Lav dafke. So who are then in kavu suda al hayayin mishal yemoy sachar. So second halacha now. So that was the Gemara says, Shabbos is yom intoivu, who then if there's a kviya suda al yayin. So the Masha says, because Taisis did not have this gilse that we hear from the goinim that yoytse mi beit hamelchet or hikis dam, so memele it says, klorafel abiy yemoy sachar. Okay, Taisis didn't have it, so Taisis is coming to tell us halacha. It's not as in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Any time when a person is kevei suda al yayin, the yayin shall have a mozin pas. Im hevi odom yayin lifnei hasuda. Now, if a person, l'chayra Taisis is speaking about a new shayla over here. There wasn't an occasion that he's kevei suda al yayin. Kavu suda al yayin will always pass. What if a person being heavy odon yayin lifnei hasuda lishtois besoich hasuda? I call this keveya suda ala yayin. He brings yayin lifnei hasuda with the intent to drink some besoich hasuda. The yayin the lifnei suda paitrosa. So the yayin lifnei suda will zicha patere kiven the daite lemishte. Since he wants to drink, since the pshita of taisvis is, the Taisa is going to tell us a whole bunch of cases, and we have to find the Chiddush in each case. Fact, the Chiddush is that the Tir of the Gemara was that Heviyu lo Yayin. They brought Yayin, Boyach HaYayin Shefnei Mozin, Poter Asa Yayin Shalachar HaMozin. That means the Yayin Shalachar HaMozin was brought later. And we say, since it's Rogil, the Kvoyah Suda la Yayin, even though the Yayin was not Lefonov, Bishas, the Brocha Rishoine, and there wasn't a Kavonim of Foreshes, the part of this Yayin, Afal Pikein, it does part. Im Hevi Adam Yayin Lifnei Hasuda, if a person brought Yayin Lifnei Hasuda, Lishtoi Spesoi Hasuda. So this is, even though the Yayin is in front of him, and he intends to drink from this Yayin, the Soi Hasuda, so that's go push. That pshita, the yayin, the lifnei suda, poitros. He made a bracha on this yayin, so the male that was zichapata. Given the daite lemishta, he wants to drink this one. Kain, yayin, shel kiddush, poiter, yayin, shebesoy chasude. Taisus is saying a chiddush of yayin, shel kiddush. Now what is the chiddush of yayin, shel kiddush? Yayin, shel kiddush, the Rashba's Moira, Yayin Shal Kiddush could be, is another type of Yayin. Yayin Shal Kiddush, he's drinking it L'Shem Mitzvah. That's the whole reason why he's drinking it. I'm a Boris Tor Shalitain. Could be, if we're splitting the hair, we say Yayin Shal Shriya cannot pater Yayin Shal Shtiya, because this is not such a Megushim Dika Hanor than Yenna. No, this is a mitzvah slav leheres nitzvah. I mean, this is drinking l'shem mitzvah. So could be this asvore that this yayin l'maise could be one part of yayin shebesoy chasuda. This is yayin shel mitzvah. So the Rashba says,
in Fakert, there's another Svara. There's a Svara that the Mishnah Brura brings down, that Yayin Kaidem Asude, the Etem is Kinet, is Atsayre Chasude. It was drinking, they drank it before the Suda Liftoya Chameyayim. That means, so this is the Hachone for the Suda. So therefore it patterns all, if this is the preparation for the Suda, it makes the Afsharus to eat the Suda, so Mamela it patterns all the Yayin Shayove Lesoy Chasuda. Kiddush is, that's not the Mechuvan. The purpose is not Liftoya Chameyayim. The purpose is not l'shem shtiyah, the purpose is l'shem mitzvah. Agav ulche, I just noticed today, when we learned a few days ago, I said over halacha, and I saw Rabbi Kevega brings down from someone itazoi. I said over halacha, we learned that abayre pri agofen patters all mashkoi. The person makes a bayit priyagofen, the pater is all mashkoi. So I said, by a kiddush, when a person is making a bayit priyagofen, later he'll have soda, therefore you should make sure not to make a shahakal on the soda because the pater. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah brings that down. Also, Magen Avraham holds like that. But Rabbi Kevega brings down a shita, that's a yayin is baita kol mine mashkin, that's not yayin shal mitzvah. That's yayin shal reshut. Of a yayin shal mitzvah b'chlau v'om pater o mashkin. So we see a greyete, now the Kenegi says, Mogen Avron weiss this nitzazai, Mishnah Brura weiss this nitzazai, about Kaponim we see a greyete, yayin shal mitzvah ready, that's mitzvah dik, that's not too much olam hazadik. So it could be there's a svar, it doesn't pater other mashkoi. So that's the chiddush of Taisus. Taisus is not goyres as far. The chayin, yayin shal kiddush, Taisa Yain Shebesai Chasuda. A Yain Shal Kiddush will pass a Yain Shebesai Chasuda. V'chein Havdole. So the Rajba mentions, Kosvinishvi, whatever a Yain accomplishes, Kaida Masuda, you have this by Yain Shal Kiddush also. Kavonis Ein, Kavonis Her, Abur Lamaise, he shays a Yain. V'chein Havdole. Now Taisus goes a step further. What will be if he wants to make Abdullah right before Malava Malke? So will the Beire Pri Agofen pass the Yayin Shebesai Chasuda? What is the chilek between Kiddush and Abdullah? So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah brings down, we'll see from Taisus also, that there is a chilek, there's a gewaldik chilek. Why? Because Kiddush has a shaykhus with Suda, and Kiddush ala b'mokim Suda. So Lamaisa, the Yayin Shal Kiddush is Mekushel to the Suda. That means a normal Yayin that I drink Liftoya Hamayim, it's Mekushel to the Suda. So we'll pater all the Yayin which automatically comes in the Suda. Kiddush ain't Kiddush, Ella Bimokim Suda. So the Kiddush is also Mekushel to the Suda. We'll also pater the Yayin Shebesayah Suda. Havdole, even though the Havdole is matter the achila, before Abdullah is not allowed to eat. It's matter the achila of al kaponim, it's not mekushel to the suda. So l'chayre could be, so you have a yayin shal mitzvah that is not mekushel to the suda. Will this pater a yayin shal b'sai chasud? So Taisva says, v'chein Abdullah, im heidi al shulchonoi lahabdil, the Paita Yain Shalachike Shebesai Chasud. Abrosai V'yomim Toivim Lav Davke. So now it comes out the Baishpul. If Yain Havdole Patel, so you see Atul Asud is Chayla Patel. V'shabosus V'yomim Toivim Lav Davke. V'loi Osa Limutei Elo Nimla. That means, I mean, if Taisus is speaking about Havdole, so it's not after Shabbos and Yontem, but Taisus mentioned this really before. I think most of Shabbos and Yontem, Shabbos and Yontem is a marshal. Any time we expect to drink Yayin b'Sai Chasude, so the Yayin Shalafona will pata. So who has been, if I'm a Lava Malka, he expects to drink Yayin, or in any other case, the Memela, so it will pata. That's the first Mahalach in Taisvus. So Taisvus just now
was machadish that all yayin lifnei hamozen will pata all yayin shebesoich hamozen. It's not totally in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Whenever al kaponim, it's oimid that yayin should be, that they should drink yayin besoich hasuk. Afilu im tim tzoloima. Tidaskin no kachabosis yomim tzoivim. Maybe you'll say that no, Dafke Shabbos V'yontiv, Dafke the Kviyas of Shabbos V'yontiv, Dafke such a Kviyas, the Yain Shalofon of Pato, Obel, any other time it doesn't Pato, Mikol Mokim Yeshloima, Hani Mili, when do you need a Kviyas of Shabbos V'yontiv? Linyin Shabolif, the Yain Shalacher Hamozin. Because the Mishnah is speaking about Yayin Shalach HaMozin, Shu'ach HaShemoshu Yidei Min HaPas. So there, the people aren't interested anymore in eating pas. Now this is a new court, a new seder of drinking Yayin. So then could be She'ein Regilis Likvoya Lishtos Yayin La'ach HaMozin B'Kviyus Ela B'Shabosus V'Yomim Toivim V'Loi B'Shayom. Could be the Gemara is Dafke. The yayin shalachar hamozayim was only served only on special occasions. That's after the Shabbos v'yontes. Avo le'in yilifter yayin shebesoy hamozayim. Obo yayin shebesoy hamozayim sheregilo yitlishtoy. Yayin shebesoy hamozayim, which is ma'at, and it is not a... So this normally was drunk in the sudeh, lishrei tazamachos. Vabi afilu b'shayomim potel ha-yayin shalifnei ha-mozayin afal pide zelishtais v'zelishtais. So Taisus l'haloche is saying that by all occasions the yayin shalifnei ha-mozayin will pat the yayin shalach ha-mozayin, because this is a regilus, this is normally to be expected that the yayin, that he'll drink yayin b'seich ha-mozayin. So therefore, the yain shalafonov will pater. The ad kala iboilon ella ilishreis, and here Taisus says now the lumber. The ad kala iboilon ella ilishreis, the loichoshiv, mapik lishreis. The whole shaila is if lishreis, which is not choshiv, that could be moitzi lishreis. Avo lishreis, the choshiv pei, the hainu yain shalifnei hamozin, pshitev the poitel yain the lishreis. So that basically says that was zicha pata, and the Gemara Shabbos and Yom Tov, either it's lav davke, it's only a moshul, or you need Shabbos and Yom Tov for yayin shalach ha'amot. Halacha, that Tosfos was machadish, that a filu by havdoleh will pata, even though the yayin shall havdoleh has no shaychet at all with the sudah, but since it's before, it will automatically pass to the yayin shebesoich hasuda. Okay, mashmini be al beksochim. What is the guy? Gabi shekitshu bebeis haknesses. The Gemara says as follows. They made kiddush bebeis haknesses. And later they went home and they ate the suda. Rabbi Yochanan says those who heard kiddush in the beis haknesses and were toying from the koishal kiddush, Rabbi Yochanan says, that means when they come home, not only don't they have to make kiddush over again, that means there's no halacha of kiddush b'mokim sudeh. You don't need kiddush. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees that there's such a halacha of kiddush b'mokim sudeh. Rabbi Yochanan also says that even though the Beirei Pri Hagafen was made in the shul, and they're continuing to drink yayin bebeisa, and there's a shini mokim between the bracha rishon and the shtiyah shniyah, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Af yidei yayin amiyotu," that the Beirei Pri Hagafen will pater the yayin that they intend to drink b'seich hasude. Bein tzorech lachzer olvorech al yayin shebeseich hasude. They did not have to make a new bracha al yayin shebeseich hasude. Af al gav the kitchu shaloi b'mokim sude. Even though they were mekadosh shaloi b'mokim sude, tvila Rabbi Yochanan. Midiyotu yidei kiddush, midayayin namiyot. So they were yaitse. Ba'av al gav di yitoyse, Rabbi Yochanan haino davke bishinimok. Lamaisa, we don't pass to like Rabbi Yochanan, because we hold that a shinimokim is a hefsek. But Al Koponim, from Rabbi Yochanan, we see that the Broche, from Rabbi Yochanan, see a Gevaldik Echidush, that even though the Broche of the Beira Priya Gofen has no connection with the Suda, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no Allah of Kiddush for Mokim Suda. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he made Rabbi Beira Priya Gofen, and later he's having a Suda. Afal Pi came Rabbi Yochanan held that the Beira Priya Gofen patos the Shtiyas Yayin Shebebeisoi. So you see, even though the Yayin isn't Mekusha to the Suda, Afal Pi came, the Bichas Yayin isn't Mekusha to the Suda, Afal Pi came, it will patos the Yayin Shebebeisoi to the Suda. In Kainira Misham, to who Adil Avdolah. So from this Gemarim Sochim, we can prove that by Avdolah, the same Halacha will also apply. Bein Lechalik, Bein Avdolah LeKiddush. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, we see there's no difference between Avdolah and Kiddush. Lafuke Mahami Zechokim. There are other Poiskim that make a difference between the Beir Priya Gofen of Kiddush and the Beir Priya Gofen of Avdolah. But Omri, they hold up to Kiddush Poiskim. Mishum Dein Kiddush Ela B'mokim Suda. This is the Svarim. Because the Kiddush is Mekusha to the Suda. So Mamela is part of the Suda, so therefore it passes all the Yayin, which normally will be brought in the Suda. Avol Yayin shall Abdullah lay pota. Afilu hivdil la'achem netila. And they hold Afilu he made Abdullah after netila. That means he washed on netila's yadayim, and then he made Abdullah. So l'chayre, we would think the Abdullah is a heftig, but you saw the Abdullah is not a heftig between the two Shadayim, and because it's a tzayrech, you're not allowed to eat before Abdullah. So memele, tafilo hivde la'achar netila, so it's mamish right before the Suda, and it is matter the Suda. Afal pikein, there are poiskin that hold, that Abdullah will not pass of the yayin shebesoy chasuda. So Hochi Ma'iri, so Taisva says, because our whole sugya is speaking about such a case. So Hochi Ma'iri, Hode Paskino, so Taisva now tells us, sheds light on the whole sugya, that Yayin Lifnei HaMozoin is speaking about that also after Netila Shedayin. That what the Yayin is part of the Yayin Shebeseicha, so there's also speaking about after Netila Shedayin. So Hochi Ma'iri, Hode Paskino, the Yayin Lifnei HaMozoin, Paisa Yayin Shebeseicha Mozoin, the Kval Nochal Yodav, also speaking about that he washed his hands already, he washed until Shadayim. Ohi Mashma B'Somach B'Teich HaBraise, Keita Tzeder HaTzeber, that is the Gemara Dachman Gimel. So others say like that. Miu Nire, about Taisu says, that I disagree. The Nochal Yodav, I hope, the Datei Lecho V'Lishtei Shom, Paita, Afilu Dabdol, Kidiporish Mehidi Arbe Psoch. Taisus holds, I hold this one shouldn't make any chilik between Havdol and Kiddush, and because for the Gemara now it's so. For oid v'leigora yayin da Havdole miyayin shalifnei hasude depota. Taisus wants to say asvore, that means that what the yayin lifnei hasude accomplishes, that it's a yayin shal shtiyah, even though that means there's no svara to be mechalik. That means it accomplishes the speseach abnei ma'ayim, so it's a tzayich suda also. So l'chayre, without a raya from the Gemara, it should pass. You yeshe machmir. Others are your machmir. Lahavdil koydim netilas yadayim. So according to Taisvis, it's a whole Gemara speaking about that they were mavdil la'acha netilas yadayim, then it passes. And now we have a problem. Will Havdolah pater? So then Machmer, La Havdol, Koidim until Shidayim. So then there's no Shaila whatsoever. La Fuki, Navshayim, Iplukte. So Zvada, Itzorich, Laboyach, Achrov, Brocha, Mayen, Sholich. Then it's not part of the Suda. And then this is also Gewaldike Chiddush that you'll have to make Alagetin, that the Birchas HaMozain won't pater it, because since there's no shaykhis with the Suda, so then the Bichas HaMozein will not pater it. Loipoto Yayin, and then the Loipoto Yayin Shebeseich HaMozein, it will not pater the Yayin Shebeseich HaMozein. So that's other Machmirim, they want to be Yaitzi L'chol Adei.
יין שבסייך המוזן מה שאיפת יין של האחר המוזן ומיירי דלי הבלו הוא יין לפני המוזן and speaking about there was no יין לפני המוזן so then the יין שבסייך המוזן the גמור כלל זה שיילה if it will pass that is the study הולך על הפס פוטר את הפרפרת the Mishnah we heard בורך על הפס פוטר את הפרפרת Ala parperes loy poteres apar.
Yes. The Mishnah says as follows, that borech ala pas poteres aparperes, al parperes loy poteres apar. Veshamei oimrim af loy maise kedeira. Now, let us just refresh our memory. What is the Mishnah speaking about? What is the exact page of parperes? Taisva says, and perhaps let's learn the vial Pshatan Taisva. Taisva says, number one, that Paperis is speaking about Paperis Shebesei Chasude, not speaking about Paperis Shala Acher Hasude, that after the Paperis Besei Chasude, and Paperis, Taisva says, is also is past Snume Bekaore de Leslo Terise de Naime, the Mavoch in the Leo Boyre Mine Mizayne. That paperes is a bread which was nisbashel in a ka'ore, and it lost the terisa denaim, it doesn't have a toya alechem. So on this, it's a bread that now you make a boiremine mezainis on it, and it's boim besoy chasude. And the Mishnah says, borech, the borech al paperes, paperes of neamozim, potas paperes lachamozim. Borech al hapas, potah al paperes, loy potah es hapas. So that would mean, according to Taisvis, that means that the pas will part of the boire mine mezoinis and b'shtoich ha-sude. It's part of the sude. And, but if he made a boire mine mezoinis before, it will not part of the pas. And b'shamei oimrim, af loy maise kedeira. It also does not part of maise kedeira. That is Taisvis pshat in the Gemara. Let us first see the Gemara according to Taisa. So, in Beishamai, Oimim Afloi Maisek Deira. Iboyiluhu. So now the Gemara is a Shaila. Beishamai Areisha Pligi, Oidilme Aseifa Pligi. Is Beishamai Choylik on the Reisha? Is the Reisha speaking about what the past pattern? So Beishamai says, the past does not patter, not only doesn't it patter the parperet, which is also theoretically a pas, but according to Taisus, it's not pas numa bekor, it was once a pas. It once was lechem, now it became nigra, it's not lechem anymore, now it's, because it doesn't have a tail lechem, so now the broch is a boire mine mezainis. So even that the pas does not patter. On Maisei Kedeire, about the Gemis, it doesn't patter. Beishamai holds it does not patter the paperet. Areisha pligi that it doesn't patter the paperet, and who within it doesn't patter the Maisei Kedeire. The Tanakhama says that if he makes The Reisha is Borech על הפס, פוטרס הפרפרס, על הפרפרס לא פוטרס הפס, בשם אימם אף לא עם העסק דייר. So iboilu, beishamei areishe pligi, eidulma aseifa pligi. Bekoma tanikama. Borich ala pas poter asa paperes. The tanikama holds that pas patos paperes. Oh, the kol shkein maise kedeire. Maise kedeire is zicher more part of the sude, I'm sorry. Maise kedeire is zicher more part of the sude than paperes. That's mamish lemozin, that's daise. Not only it doesn't patter paperes pas, ela afilu maisek deira nami loy potro. So they're telling us a chiddush.
that Maisa Kedere, it will also not Pata, so the Chaylik on the Reishit. Hey, Dilma, a Seifa, please. Or maybe Beishamai is Chaylik on the Seifa. The Ktoni, Borech ala Paperes, Loi Potares, the Seifa says that Paperes will not Pata Pat. So there's a deal. Pasu de loy potar, avol maisek deire potar, but maisek deire, it will potar. Ose beshami le meimer, vachu le maisek deire, nami loy potar. The maisek deire, it also will not potar. Take, so the Gemara blags by a boy. Now, let us, first of all, try to understand what is the machlokes is in the sefer. What is the machlokes? Parperes is past tnuma bekaor, and he eats, and he's going to eat daiser. The shaila is, will this pas? So it says in the Mishnah, it says like this: the pas, if he eats pas, the pas tnuma will not pas of the pas. So that we understand, because this is a beirim in the mezainis, and the bracha pas is a mois. But now the shaila is, why does this not pater both abayim and mizayim? Why does the brocha and the parperes, which is past numa bekora, why doesn't it pater the dice? According to Beis Shammai, that is for Beis Shammai in the Tanakhama, it does pater. So the Rashi explains that again we are speaking about a kavone stomach. He wasn't mechaven the feirish that the boyre min the mezaynis of the past numa bekaore should pater the dice. Number one. Number two. Even though the Rashi says that past numa bekaore in yesod is more choshuv than dice, past numa bekaore was one to pass. Good. But now it doesn't have a toyalechem, so it lost the chshivus of pass. But it's more choshev than daiseh, which never was passed. So be'esem did be a svara to say that the broche and the parperet, if he made a broche cheshuve, so it should pater all the dvorim she'enam cheshuvim, if it's hakaponim the same broche. And Beis Shammai did not want to buy this. Beis Shammai said no. Since this is a different type of vayre mina mezayne, this is a boire mina mezaynis of taket more choshev, but it's a different type. So since there was not a kavona meforeshes that this boire mina mezaynis should pater the daise, so therefore it won't pater. And what does Beis Hillel hold? Beis Hillel holds that since it is more choshev, so therefore the Beire Mina Mezainis of Pas Numa Bekoro will automatically pater Daisa, if it's that the normally if Daisa will come into the Suda, so Mamele it paters all Macholim, which are equivalent or Gorua, than the mean that he made the Brocha Rishayna. That is the Machloikis in the Seifa. So the Rashi says, but according to everyone, if he made a boire mina mezaynis and daise, and later they'll bring past knume bekoro, so since daise is not as choshu as past knume bekoro, so that lochayre is a double poshut, that the broch and the past knume bekoro, the broch and the daise will not pater automatically the past knume bekoro. That is what the Rashi says. If I'm not mistaken, we have a similar halacha. The Magen Avraham says, that means if, let's say, if you have two peiros, one is Meshivas Aminim, and one is not Meshivas Aminim. So the same thing, if a person made a brocha on an apple, so automatically it will not pater a brocha on a peiro Meshivas Aminim. That means by a kavonis stomis, that we say, the bracha automatically patels all the minim with the same bracha. That is dafke if it is equivalent. If it is not equivalent, then it will not patel. That is if Beis Shammai is going on the sefer. The shaila arises, what's the pupil of the Gemara if Beis Shammai is going on the Reisha, if the Beis Shammai is going on the Sefer? We decide if I don't pass on like Beis Shammai. So what is it Negei Alonu? So the Rashba is Megala to us that it is Negei Alonu. Because if Beis Shammai is going on the Reisha, so it could be in the Sefer everyone holds. If that was the Mishnah says, Boy Halpa Peres Leipotar as the Pas, who had been Leipotar Maisik and Dave also? He hopped on Pas, because in the Reisha he said Pas, in the Sefer he also said Pas. So Lamaisa he says, this Shailan Beis Shammai is Negeya to us what Beis Hillel holds in the Sefer. If Borech ala paperes, if it will pata maise kedera, or if it won't pata maise kedera. This is Shitas HaTosef. Now let us see Rashi. But before we see Rashi, let us see Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says as follows. Umeivin lifneyem paparois lahamshech achila, kegoin talgiyois vedogim, ואחר כך מביאים לשולחן, ולאחר גמר צודה, יוישבן ושויסן ואויכלם, מהן אויכלם, פרפרויס, כגוין קיסני, דמלה לליבה, ולחמוניס. ויין ופרפרש של האחר המוזן. ושניהם קודם בלחס המוזן. So Rashi is very, very unclear. Rashi in the Mishnah says the פרפרויס, לפני המוזן, were פרגיוס ודוגים. This asks on Rashi, Iktas Kosher in Kain Maika Mashmalon, the Borech ala Parperes, the Leipoteres Hapas. So Taisus asks, if Parperois is Dogim and Pargiois, so why does the Mishnah have to tell us that the Broche and the Parperes does not patter the Pas? It's Poshet, the Shakel does not patter Amaitzi. Very interesting how able Taisus asks the Kashan Rashi. The Meloyeroyim says the Kasha, it's not more, why does the Mishnah have to tell us? We have a greater problem. We have here the Gemara said over here in the Sefer that Birech al Parperes, according to the Tanakhama, will pata Maisa Kedera. According to Beis Shammai, it doesn't pata Maisa Kedera. But according to the Tanakhama, will pata Maisa Kedera. So Lachayres a bomba vakasha. How could the Broch and the Parperes, if the Parperes is Dogim or Pargioi, how could this pater the Maisik Deir? Fair, Rashi. I'd just like to tell you two eights how to learn Pshat and Rashi. The Tzlach is a Cheshbin that Rashi also learned Paperes is Pas above the Kisman. It's also a type of a Pas. And that's what Rashi says, Umeviyim lifneyim paparois, lahamshich achile, kegoin palgiyois vidogim. So he means the paparois, which are the pasabo bekisnim, the paparois are brought lahamshech achila d'achila of palgiyos bedogim. That's the achila that you want to be mamshech. Not that the paparois is the palgiyos bedogim. That's how the tzlach, and here's the whole cheshbon by Rashi had to say this. So al koponim, dan belt a bissel gringa after harsen, places didn't learn like that. But al koponim, then it becomes, again, the same mahalach, more or less the way Taisvis learns. The Meloi HaRoyim wants to say a different pshat. We learned in Daf Mem Aleph Amid Bey, Rav Papa said as follows, Hilchah said, Dvorim haboim machmas hasude b'seich hasude, ein to'unim broche loy lifneyem v'loy la'achreyem. That something that comes Aboim machmas hasude b'soy chasude, and Rashi says, whatever comes b'soy chasude, l'lafay sesapas, one does not need to make, that's a Rashi learned pshat, and whatever comes in the sude, l'lafay sesapas, ain't tunim broche loy lifneim b'loy lachem, you don't have to make a broche because the pas will pata. So Taisvis is not like this pshat that Rashi says, it is bo l'lafis as a pas, pashteitach, that will pata, what's the chiddush? So we mentioned then, the Baal HaMoir says as follows, Dvorim haboim machmas hasude besoich hasude. That means that when he made the moiti, he did not know that this would be brought in the sude. So the etzim, that was the moiti pater, is a cloud, iker poiter as a tofu. But the klal which we know from the Mishnah Rika Poifer HaSatofel is that is only Bishas Birchas HaIker. He knows of the Tofel. The Tofel is Lefono. So therefore the Birchas HaIker is Poifer HaSatofel. Rav Papa told us by Taz, if he made a Moitzi, the Vorem HaBoi Machmas HaSudah B'Soich HaSudah. It was brought B'Soich HaSudah. B'Soich B'Soich HaSudah. No, B'Soich HaSudah means it was brought HaBoim B'Soich HaSudah. B'Shas he made the Moitzi, he wasn't aware that this would be brought. But since this is a Tofel to the past, so the Birchas HaPas Patos. That's how the Balam Boyer says Pshat, to say Pshat in Rashi. So it comes out a Chiddush that in Iker Poiter as a Tofel, even though the Tofel wasn't the fun of Bishas the Birchas the Iker, it will also patter. The Magen Avraham says this is Davke by Pas. This Halacha that the Pas will patter the Dvorim Amalav to Moisai, even though it wasn't the fun of and he didn't know it was come, that Davke Halacha by Pas. All other ikrim, that pater atofel, it has to be befonah. If it wasn't befonah, it will not pater. The Malay Haroyim, and that Membeza Madalef wants to say pshat as follows. Umeivim lifneim parparoi, lahamshich achila, kegoin pargiyois vidogi. Va'achar kach meivim ashulchan, alachag marsud yoishim vishoisim v'oichu. So Memele, so we are speaking about that the Palgiyois were then a Iker, and later he brings the Pat, or later he brings the Daiser. Birech el alapaperes, loipotares a Pat. So here we are speaking about, that is, Taisa says, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So, It's poshut a shahakel cannot patel a moiti. So the Malay Raim wants to say it is speaking about that the moiti was also a tofel, but since it was not brought bishas, it was brought later. It was not before the bishas the brach of the shahakel. Therefore, loy poter as a pas. That's how the Malay Raim wants to say pshat. In the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi, and let us finish the Amud. Poter es ha-parperes, afal pi she'ein tzoyrech sude le-mili ha-kere, ela le-migrar achila. That is the Chiddush that the past patters the parperes, v'chol shkei ma'isek deire shu lechel lozoin mamash. Hoyu yoishvin kol echod ve'echod. The Mishnah says, that if they were Yoishvin, kol echad ve'echad mevorech la'atzmai. Heisebu echad mevorech l'kula. Heisebu ein. So it says, when could one be moitzi someone else, the birchas achile, and we'll see we're speaking about sai by the brocha rishayin and sai by the brocha achayin, that's tafke heisebu. But if it's Yoishvin, Yoishvin is not a kviyus. So Yoishvin, if one wants to be mighty the other, he cannot be mighty. V'reminu, asor esho yohilchim baderech, afal pishe kulam oich lemiki kerechot, even though each one is eating from the same kikir, kol echad vechad mavoich la'atzma. Yeishvu le'er, one cannot be mighty the other, because they are hoilchim. There's no kviyat. Yoshvu le'echol, but what if they sat down? Afal bisha kol echad vechad oichol mikikaroi, that everyone is eating from his own kikar, echad mevorich lekula. Ketani yoshvu, afal bisha loy hesebu, so it's a stire, the baraisi from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, dafke hesebu, one can be moiti, dafke kviyas av hesebe. And in the baraisi it seems, afilu yoshvu, they could also be moiti. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, kegoin de omri nezel v'neichel lachmo beduch palom. When can yeshiva be, when can you be moitzi one the other, even though there wasn't a kviyas of hesede, if they were mazmin, that they're going to sit together? That means before they sat down, They
said one to the other, Nezel v'nechel lachma beduch palon, let us eat together in this place. So the hazmone gives it a shem kviyas, even though in the tzuris achila it's not a kviyas goma, they weren't meisis, but a hazmone gives it a shem kviyas. Now al kaponim, we should understand this, this is amayra dike gemara. The gemara says, that if you, like this, we have a klal, one can be made to the other with a broche, there's a klal shemeya ka'ine, there's a oina omein acha broche, one can be made to. And here it says, if you have two people, and one wants to be made to the other, with a broche rishayin, he's making the broche for himself, or a broche achayine, birchas hamozen, it says over here, you need a kviyot. You need a kviyas, and we'll have later kviyas, is only by birchas hamozayin, not by yayin, and the whole time, shayla by brocha rishayin, if you have a kviyas. One can only be moitzi the other with a kviyas, and a kviyas is bisman chazal haseber, or if you're miyached amokim, or bisman hazeh, Taisus said on the Mishnah, bisman hazeh, since we are, our kviyas is sitting, so sitting on one table is also considered a kviyas. But if there was no kviyas, if they were not kavua, a, let's say, a very good marshal, let's say you have a sukkah on the porch, and someone is making kiddush, and he wants to be mighty his wife, it's too cold outside for the wife, or there's too many bees outside, because she's staying inside the house, she's not going out to the sukkah, she wants to be mighty with the kiddush, she'll kiddush inside. Can she drink from the wine? They were not kavua in the same mokim. He was Maitia, she answered, Amen. Can she be Yaitse? The Rosh says on our Gemara that you cannot be Yaitse. By a Birchas HaNenin, you can only be Maitzi someone else, only if they were Kavua. That's what the Rosh says, even though Shemei Kainen, he answered, Amen. Golnish mit Golnish. The Rajba by us, he also learned that that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Rajba asks, he doesn't understand the Gemara. Why is it that way? There's a klal shemei kain, as I state in the Gemara. He blies by Tzorhi. The Kitzer in Shulchan Aruch, it is brought down that if someone was mighty, someone else with a birchas hanen, and even though there wasn't a kviyah, but he was mechamen to be mighty, the diyevet he is yait. So it seems there's a big machlokes harishonim how to learn pshat in our Gemara. Other Rishayin, the Mishnah Berurah often brings down that it's not a davar muskim. Other Rishayin learn b'diavad, you're also not yaitze. That's the Rosh, and the Magen Avraham says Rashi also is like that. So it seems that there's, the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion says, whatever pshat in this halacha is, this is the Rabbon and the Kedin. That means, min ha-teire, there is zicher, no such klal. Min ha-teire, zicher, you could be mighty. Mi the Rabbonon, the Rosh says, the Rosh will have a Gemara later, Shloisha Sha'ochlu. Let's say if Reuven ate, and Shimon wants to be mighty, he must be a Chasamozen. So I mean, I tell you, it could be mighty, but Fulah Shimon didn't eat. There's a din of Alvis. You have the bench, I can be mighty with Bir Chasamozen. Afal Pike mi the Rabbonon, if I did not eat, I cannot be mighty you. So there's another the Rabbonon. If I did not eat together with you, I cannot be mighty you. This halacha applies according to the Rosh, bein bebrocha rishayne, bein bebrocha achayne. That's how the Rosh and the Rashba and Rashi seem to learn pshat in our Gemara. In la halacha, we don't paskin like them. We learn that our Gemara is only telling us that lechatchile, if one wants to be, one should only be mighty if there was a kviyah. But the Eved, if he was mighty, but the Eved, it would lopata. Let us see Rashi. Beduch palon b'mokim ploini dekavula mitchile mokim b'dibol ve'ete. They were kaveya mokim b'dibol ve'ete that let us eat together. Mazmona havi kviyah. So if a person, their mazmin, they'll eat together, that kufa makes it a kviyah. Avu yoshvu me'aleim b'mokim echod yachad. If it's grad, coincidentally, they all sat down together and now they're nice company, but they weren't miyachad the mokim that they're going to eat together, ain't a kviyas, this is not considered a kviyas.